Just Broke, Batch Please.
Just Broke, Batch
bum,
Please.
Bum, bum, bum.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To Batch Please.
I'm Evan Delaney.
I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we're here to talk about the most dramatic episode of all time.
Yes,
ever.
What a wild episode.
Never been more
episode.
Dramatic before.
It truly was the
Actually,
most dramatic episode ever.
I don't think it was, but I do later on. We should talk about where it ranks on the dramatic scale.
Okay.
But we'll
yes.
get to that. But last night's episode was the one that we kind of all anticipated. We've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Four long, laborious episodes in. It's yep. as if Nevada was doing the producing of this season.
Yes, that's exactly what it was like. And we've been seeing previews and we kind of all knew what was going to happen and pretty much how it would probably go down, but
yeah.
it finally happened. So let's start from the beginning.
Yeah. So it kind of picks up from the canceled group date, so to speak, where nobody got a group date rose. All the boys were upset. Claire's back in her little room in her hotel. Chris Harrison shows up.
Yeah.
Usually it's not a good sign when Chris Harrison shows up. And he has this tone to his voice that is not normal when he's speaking to the lead. It's
yeah.
a very serious, almost somber tone. And this is the first time this entire franchise that I've been watching that Chris Harrison felt unsure and a little like he's going to shit himself.
Yeah, so Chris Harrison goes into Claire's room and is kind of like, yo, like, what's going on?
We need
all,
to talk.
All the guys are kind of pissed and they're not dumb and they are very
clearly...
He said
clearly, these are smart guys, they're not dumb.
Yeah, and they are clearly picking up on the fact that you are way more interested in Dale than any of them.
Yeah.
And he said, like, the path we're on right now is not a good one. It makes you look bad and pisses all these guys off. Like, what are we doing here? And she said, like, I'm in love with Dale and... That's what is what's going on. And Chris Harrison said, like, okay, well, what do you want to do here? Like, is this over?
Yeah. And I think ultimately
said, yeah, it is.
I think ultimately that's kind of the question he wanted to get at, and that's the one he wanted to answer, because that way they can at least shift gears on the season, which they obviously did and are going to.
And I feel like in Claire's mind she was wanting him to ask her that, so she knew that it was like a choice.
Yeah, and so, you know, we talked about it in previous weeks, but Claire has come out and said, like, oh, they like kind of pushed me out, they pushed Dale and I out. I didn't see it that way.
I didn't either.
And now, granted, editing in the show is usually favorable to the network and to, you know, the producers and everything. But I think she wanted out as much as the producers wanted her out, because they saw yeah. where this is going. This path wasn't sustainable for profitable television.
No.
And I think the right thing was done here.
And, you know, and Claire has said from day one that, like, she is a woman who knows what she wants. And she knew she wanted Dale pretty much the moment she met him. It was very much like a love at first sight kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like, as annoying as the past 4 weeks have been, and I haven't been the biggest Claire fan, I kind of applaud her for being able, for knowing herself enough to be like, yeah, like, this is it. I want, like, I'm done. Like, I want to be with Dale. Like, I kind of applaud her for doing that, and I'm kind of surprised no one's done that in the past, because I know there's been other seasons where someone knew in their head who they wanted way, way early.
Yeah, and Chris was really grilling her, too. I mean, he kind of had, like, the stern dad approach where he literally, and they bleeped it out, but he's like, don't fuck with me here.
Yeah,
like, did you talk to each other on social media?
And she said no. She said absolutely not. She said, I swear on my dad's grave.
She checked him out on social media.
She said
though.
She checked out his social media. Like, she
different.
Saw his Instagram story or something.
Yeah.
And it made her excited to meet him, but that not one word, not one DM, anything was exchanged prior to the show. I believe her.
It had like a 60 Minutes vibe to it.
It did.
Like,
it was
Leslie
really
Stahl
intense.
Interviewing the president.
Right.
And this is Chris Harrison interviewing Claire.
Yes. It was intense.
But she did not walk out.
She did not. And she's very emotional about
yes.
the conversation.
Yes.
Understandably so. But when he said, so, like, is this over?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, this is over.
Yeah. And so Chris comes back to the pad where all the boys are staying.
Yeah.
And says, you know, guys, everything's canceled from
yeah.
here on out.
Everything's
which, you know,
canceled.
It's just like 2020 in a nutshell. Like, of course
yeah.
it's canceled.
Yep.
And he's like, Dale, can I talk to you? So he talks to Dale, and ultimately it's like, okay, you've got your one-on-one time with Claire
yep.
this evening. It was, I mean, we kind of expected all of that to happen. Did
yeah,
anything-
they went to, like, dinner, and then they just kind of talked about their families, and Claire was nervous to tell him, but told him, like, look, I'm, like, falling in love with you, even though she said off camera, like, well, on camera, but not with Day, like, I'm absolutely in love with him. But she was like, I'm falling in love with you. And he was like, oh, me too, for sure. And at that moment, I was like, she feels like, I could tell he's really into her, but I was like, I think she's into it more than he's into it, maybe.
Oh, I 100% got that feeling.
I was like, she's like really, really into him. And I think he's like, yeah, let's date. And she's like, let's plan our wedding.
And I don't know if part of that is editing, because it got to a point where I'm pretty sure that she said, I'm falling in love for you, or falling in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut back to him, and his face is a little expressionless.
But he always kind of looks like that, too.
So it's really hard to pick that up.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell. And then they had a little private concert of the people who were in that Listen to Your Heart show.
Yep. Which, great show. You should have watched it.
And I didn't. And lots of kissing, lots of like, oh my God, I'm so into you, whatever. And then they had like a fantasy suite date.
Oh,
and they definitely had a fantasy suite date.
They got
spent the night at her place. And then the next morning, all the guys are like, well, Dale's been gone for 18 hours. So, like, I guess the date went well.
Yeah.
And he leaves. And Claire's just on freaking cloud nine. Like, oh, this is it. Like, this is it. So sees Chris Harrison again. Tells him, like, no, this is it. Like, it's Dale. Go ahead.
So I would say that, like, for the time that we've known Dale, which has been basically the lifespan of a fruit fly, is that he doesn't really, you said it really well last week, that he says a lot without really saying anything.
Yes. Yep.
And
exactly.
Did you get that vibe when they were at the dinner last night? Because I thought he opened up a little bit more, especially talking about his relationship with his parents,
sisters. I thought he opened up way more than usual.
The fact that both he and Claire had hitchhiking dads at some point.
Yeah, way more than usual. But still, what I've seen from him is like, yeah, like he doesn't say anything. But like whatever he says is kind of a lot, but doesn't really mean anything. I don't know. But I do feel like at least he opened up a little more last night. What is interesting, though, is that like the guys, when they're trying to figure out like what's going on or whatever, in all reality, they only spent, besides that night together, probably an entire total of like 3 hours together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Which is not a long period of time to fall in love with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild. I mean, granted, again, she's very big believer on when you know, but mm-hmm. I was just like, wow. I mean, they literally spent like no time together. But either way, that was what she decided. So she went back into the room with all the guys to basically break up with all of them at once and said to them, like, you know, I really am glad you guys came here, and I don't want to lead anybody on, so I want you guys to know, like, I did find the love I came here for. It's with Dale, like, the end. And with the exception of Kenny, the guys were pretty, like, they at least in front of Claire, oh, we're so happy for you, like, we're so glad for you, blah, blah. And except for Kenny was like, I feel like you all owe us an apology. And she was like, I'm sorry if I wasted your time, but but I'm not gonna apologize for love. That's what I came here for, blah blah. And then the other guys were like, no, we're happy, we're so happy, good job, congrats, whatever.
Yeah, I think the two that stood out to me that seemed like genuine responses were Ivan, who's the chess playing dude, and I think he's been a pretty nice guy the entire time, so like that didn't surprise me. And then one of the white dudes who I just don't remember any of their names.
I know, I can't remember.
And he
Ben.
Was like,
it was Ben.
Oh, okay, it was Ben. And he was like, happy for you, blah, blah, blah. You know, we hope we find the same thing. And then as soon as she walked out the door, everyone just starts freaking out.
Yeah, she walked out the door and they're like, what the hell, blah, blah, blah. And okay, tell me if you felt like this, but was Jason so dramatic about their supposed intense connection, even though they had one interaction?
Jason seems like a very emotionally volatile person, and he's aware of that. And he was even like, you know, if you, like, hurt me like this, I'm going to freak out, which, like, kind of sets some red flags, I think.
And he had their, like, therapy day, which I realize he opened up a lot, but, like, they never interacted again after that. And so, really, at least that we saw. So I think he was a little dramatic about his quote-unquote connection. Blake is, like, beside himself.
Yeah. Blake came in.
Blake Moyne. So he was just devastated.
I feel like week one, people were in on Blake Moyne.
Yeah.
You gave him the nod of he's the hottest guy.
I was into Blake, but
and then
he's
his personality continues to take hits every single week.
Yeah.
He definitely, he's freaking out about it's too early.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, maybe it is, but
He was also the one who was like, there's no way she's leaving the show with Dale, guys. That's not happening. Get that out of your head. And like 5 seconds later, it was like, so I'm leaving the show with Dale.
Yeah.
Like, ah, okay.
So I don't know. I do think once she left the room is when they got a little, they showed their true colors a little bit more.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I think that the main perpetrators of those were like Blake and then one of the curly haired dudes. I don't remember his name. One of the Zachs, maybe.
I honestly don't know. I'm telling you, 4 weeks in, I would know all their names if this was a regular season.
Yeah, I really would too. Even Joe, kind of like Origami Joe.
Oh, right.
Who I've liked, even though you've maybe heard six words from maybe, him the entire yeah. time. Bennett was just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Bennett's like, sick, cool, like, yeah, I don't care.
I'm happy about this.
But, which honestly, like, I think a lot of them were actually probably happy. Just because it was like,
why wouldn't they?
It was such a waste of their time. Like, yeah. Why bother sitting around trying to force a connection with someone who's already so clearly decided what they want? Mm-hmm. So then, in probably the most awkward part of the night, at least from an editing standpoint, since we weren't there, Chris Harrison goes to talk to Dale. And he's like, so Dale, guess what? Claire just broke up with all the other dudes. And he's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And he's like, so there's no more steps? Like, this is it.
Yeah.
Except she's expecting a proposal from you tonight. And Dale's face is just like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? And like, granted, again, it could totally be the editing, but like, he in that moment looked terrified. Like, which it is ridiculous. Like, I genuinely think the fact that they ended the show that early, they should have just been like, we're leaving, we're going to go date, see you later.
Yeah.
The fact that it felt like a forced engagement was so weird.
They rushed that part for sure. Like, it could have been like, all right, you guys are off doing your own thing now. But, like, engagement seems like a little much. But you had the FaceTime Neil Lane. I think there's...
Oh, that was the best part.
I think that's probably... There's got to be some sort of contractual agreement.
Yeah.
In all of this. And, like, that's why it happened.
And it was just... It was funny because I was watching the Jimmy Kimmel interview.
Oh.
I was watching the Good Morning America interview this morning, and there was Jimmy Kimmel interview last night as well. And Jimmy Kimmel set it up with like, in tonight's episode of The Bachelorette, Chris Harrison forces Dale against his will to get down on one knee. And I'm like, it felt like that at least at first. So then they show Claire in this gorgeous white, kind of bridal looking gown, like in her little, like, you know, with her final rose or whatever. Mm. And she's waiting. She's like, I'm just nervous he won't show up. And then in the most like cruel fashion, Chris Harrison walks in. He's like, I have to tell you something. And she's like, oh my God, am I going to cry? And he's like, I'm just so proud of you. I'm like, why did you do that?
They have to like put in little droplets of drama anywhere they can because it's kind of been a predictable run.
Yeah, it has. And then, you know, Dale comes out and, you know, they're like, I love you, whatever. And he proposes to her with, hands down, the largest engagement ring I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, I don't remember it because
it was huge.
I was kind of half watching the news and half watching the Bachelorette.
I mean, I'm telling you, that thing is huge.
Okay.
For a last minute FaceTime to Neil Lane, like, he really freaking delivered.
Yeah.
And...
Because he had to take that diamond out of the ground, like, that
oh
day,
yeah, for sure,
and sculpt it into that pretty little gem.
And as much as I hate myself for saying this, I was like emotional during their freaking engagement, and it's like I know
you,
that
Allison, you love love.
Oh,
that's
I know.
What, that's what it is.
I literally can't help myself. Like, even if I hated the people and I'm watching this engagement, I would probably still be emotional because I just can literally not help myself.
Yeah.
To get emotional about love, and it was like as much as ridiculous as I think it is that they got engaged. She also just seemed so freaking happy that like. I'm happy for her.
We wanted that. Even if we're not the biggest Claire fans.
I still want her to be happy. And, like, she really, really does seem happy with him. And, like, every time she kept saying that he reminded her of her dad. And, like, she really, really seems happy. And I'm just happy for her. I hope it works out. I really do.
Yeah.
I always root for love.
I think the way that, like, the episode kind of shaped out was when, like, Dale went back momentarily. Like, it set up as, like, Dale was going to go back to the Sharks, basically, with the guys. But that never really happened.
No.
Which was nice. One thing I do want to go back to, though, is the fact that the Chris and Bree song, first of all, great voices.
Mm-hmm.
They had to, like, quarantine and, like, get them in there. So, like...
Also, did you notice how far away, though, that they were standing?
I did. So I was wondering the logistics, like the COVID logistics behind that, because usually you have to do like a 2-week thing.
Yeah, but they stood so far away that they might not have had to do that. Because they were not, I mean, they were like at least 10 feet away from them and did not get up close to
them. That's possible. So I don't, so the other thing is they could have been there anyways for like a group date. Like I think what the Bachelor That's franchise did very wisely is they're basically doing vertical integration now where like, oh, their own franchises now are producing the musical acts.
Yeah.
And like they're going to have Bachelor Dodgeball series one day and they'll have dodgeball people.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I am assuming that they were actually going to be there for a different one-on-one date.
Yeah, that could be.
Instead of this. And then the moment just happened to be that it's an engagement.
Yeah, no, that could definitely be. It was actually not the engagement. It was the one-on-one date.
But ultimately,
led to ultimately, yes. So, you know, that was the end of their, that was the end of the Claire and Dale story. But I did see an, I was kind of surprised they even did this because usually you don't find out an update on like the couple until the very end. Mm-hmm. But they did a live video last night. I watched it.
I watched the whole thing. Don't remember this part at all.
No, like on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Like Claire
and
Dale went live on. They showed the little at the very, very end, the little clip of them like hanging out at her house making a salad or something.
Okay.
On the show, but then they went live on Instagram.
Oh, tell me about it.
And they did a whole live. I watched it for like 10 minutes and it was them being, it's, they were like, we've been engaged for almost 4 months now. And like, we were hanging out here and wherever they said she lived, I forget. And they were about to go next week to go visit Dale's family. And Dale was like a little drunk, which was hilarious because he was like drinking something.
I like slightly drunk Dale.
Because he was like slightly drunk and he was being like super goofy and Claire was just like so giddy. And they're reading all the comments and like talking about how like some were really positive, some really negative. Some other Bachelor Nation people were commenting on their live like, oh my God, like we're so happy for you guys. And then what was so funny is like people kept like, show us the ring, show us the ring. And Dale was like, babe, like show them the ring. And she would like go like this really quick, like dangle her finger in front of it like you couldn't see anything. And Dale was like, hold your hand in front of the camera. And she's like, I can't see it. And he's like, no, put your ring in front of the camera so people can see it. And she just like wasn't grasping what he was saying. And everyone in the comments is like cracking up laughing because she couldn't figure it out. And he's like drunk. And then she brings her dog into it. I mean, they really seemed super into each other. Like,
good,
it was cute. It was really cute. And they were like, hey, it's been like 4 months. We can finally be out. Like, we don't have to hide anymore. This is so great, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were saying how they've spent a ton of time together the past 4 months and whatever, all this stuff. And, I mean, it was kind of cute. It was funny. Jennifer Love Hewitt commented.
Huh.
Like, famous actress.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
was like, so happy for you guys. And I thought that was super random and weird.
Did you comment?
I did comment,
What'd
yeah.
What did you say?
I said, thanks for distracting us from this week. Oh. Like, love wins or something. I forget what I said. Something about love
and
loving
an
love.
Allison comment.
Yeah, something about loving love or something. And, which I do, of course. And then what else was really interesting was Claire's ex-fiancé, Benoit. Uh-huh. He was her fiancé from Winter Games, commented on it.
Oh, that's nice.
And he said, like, Dale, I can't wait to meet you and shake your hand. You seem like a great guy. Claire, I'm so happy for you. Like, you deserve love more than anyone, whatever. And she comes, she was like, oh my God, Benoit commented. And Dale's face was like, and Claire's like, what was that face for? And he was like, oh, I'm just joking. And she was like, Benoit is a fantastic
guy. What if that leads
guy.
To their breakup?
Right. And she was like, Benoit is such a great guy. Like, I think they stayed really good friends after they split up.
Okay.
But like, Benoit even posted on his own social media last night, like, couldn't be happier. There's no one that deserves this more than Claire. Like, it was really nice. And it was really sweet that, like, he was being so supportive. So
yeah,
I liked that. That shows maturity. I like that a lot. But, yeah, so that they did a Good Morning America interview today. Like, they are very much still in love.
Interesting.
So then the end, the big reveal.
So then the end. So they scamper off, and Chris is like, all right, guys, here's your chance. Like, a new person's coming in. We know you have these feelings for Claire. Can you set that aside? Which, like, no one really was, like, that invested in Claire because, A, they were either turned off by the fact that she didn't give two hoots about them. Even Kenny was like, yeah, I, like, never talked to her. Like, I don't have any feelings. But you guys need to know by tonight.
Yeah, he's like, you have to make your mind up. And everyone was pretty much like, yeah, okay, cool, we're doing it. Except for Blake pretended to care about it for like 30 seconds, and then he's like, nah, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And Jason was like, oh, I just don't know.
He was like the last second one to come in. He's like that last absentee ballot.
Yeah, yes. But I don't know. I don't know that I'm convinced that Jason will stick around. I think that he's like, for whatever reason, so distraught of his Claire thing.
Oh, I don't think that he seems super compatible with Tayshia anyways.
Well, thanks for ruining the big reveal, Evan.
We all knew the reveal months
ago. So Tayshia comes in, whatever, and he's like, Tayshia, oh my god, tell me about Tourette. And they don't meet Tayshia. That's how it's like to be continued.
Yeah.
But so here's my question, okay?
All right.
Logistically, I'm trying to figure this out. Tayshia had to quarantine for 2 weeks before she could meet the guys. But she shows up to meet them the same day Claire decided she was leaving with Dale.
Which was means, about, what, 12 to 14 days after they started filming?
Which means, did they know that first night or like that first week when Claire's like, oh my god, I'm really into Dale. Do you think the producers were like, okay, we need a backup plan ASAP for if she leaves the show with Dale really, really quick, let's call Tayshia, let's secretly bring her in. And she was secretly quarantining there and they just didn't tell Claire.
I think that was the case, and I don't think that's the wrong thing to do.
I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do, but like, I want to know when it was presented to Tayshia what it was presented as. Because on her interview with Jimmy Kimmel, she said they did not tell her that they were bringing her in because Claire left with Dale.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, did they tell her, like, nope, this is a done deal. Like, you're coming in, you're the Bachelorette, and didn't tell her? I mean, she knew it was Claire.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, what did they tell her? Or was it like, hey, yeah, you can come, but, like, if Claire decides to stay and changes her mind, you're out? Like, what do you think happened?
I think that would have happened, yeah. I think they had it there as a backup or as, like, a replacement. Kind of like an understudy. You like Broadway. You're
yes,
a big fan
yes.
of Broadway. The
And she was in the talks at the beginning, before it was Claire. Tayshia was in the talks.
Correct. So I kind of think that she was the understudy, whereas if the main star had to dip out for whatever reason, the understudy takes role and would jump in there.
It just overcomplicates everything knowing that, like, with COVID, she had to quarantine in that place for 2 full weeks without any guys seeing her,
yeah.
without Claire knowing she was there. Like, did you think, like, Claire didn't know she was there?
No.
So I'm just like, would love to know how that went down. And it was interesting because they were asking Tayshia, like, on the interview in Good Morning America, I mean, on Jimmy Kimmel, they were like, so when did the Bachelorette call you? And she was like, oh, all the days with COVID blending together, I don't really remember, but like the summer. And Jimmy Kimmel like totally called her bluff and was like, really interesting that you just don't remember that question. Like, I'm sure you, and she was like giggling so much and whatever, yeah. trying to like play it off. But so I'm like, how soon into filming did they call Tayshia, and what did they tell her? I would love to know.
Yeah. Now that we know a little bit more about the guys, and I mean a little bit, we don't
barely
know anything. Are there any that stand out to you as most compatible with Tayshia?
I don't know yet. I don't even think I could offer a vote.
Yeah, I think the two for me, and one is Ivan, because I just think he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I think he is too.
And I just want him to have a
yeah.
have a love life. And I think maybe Ben.
Okay, so I was going to say Ben too, because the way he was like the nicest one to Claire when she was like, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Kimmel always has, well, his wife makes the prediction of like who someone's going to end up with.
Yeah.
And he did it with Tayshia last night, and they said that he thinks Ben.
Okay.
Well, his wife thinks. Ivan, he said Ivan, Blake, I forget who the other one was, and Ben for the like her final ones, and he okay. thinks Ben's gonna be the last one.
I don't like Blake in there.
Nah.
I'm so out on him, and I think Tayshia's.
But I liked Zach J. I remember liking him. So
he's one of the curly haired dudes.
Maybe him.
Maybe
he'll be involved.
I just want to maximize Bennett in these last.
I know
few weeks.
We got to get some more Bennett content.
I want to milk that financial planner for all he's worth.
And so. Do you think that anyone, do you think any of the guys will send themselves home after getting to know Tayshia and just being like, look, I guess it's not compatible for me like it was with, like, do you think any of them will send themselves home because they don't feel it?
No.
Not even Jason?
Because
in the preview, there was a preview that they didn't show on TV.
Okay.
But I guess I must have seen it on social media where Jason was like talking to Tayshia, I assume like next week's episode. And he was like, look, like I really had feelings for Claire. I don't know if I can do this or not. No. So I'm curious about that.
I don't know. I have decided that I'm going to try to avoid all like previews as much as possible.
Because it totally ruins everything and tells you exactly what's happening.
I want to come to this with like shock fresh and amusement. And, you know, maybe that'll make my entertainment value a little bit better with this.
The thing I'm having a hard time with is like, at least how it's told and presented to the public is like when they pick these guys for Claire, they picked these guys for Claire.
Yeah.
Like knowing Claire, knowing what she likes, knowing what she wanted, knowing her personality. And now they're just like sliding Tayshia in there like, oh, it'll still work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is that a disservice to Tayshia that these guys were picked for Claire and came for Claire? Like, is that a disservice to Tayshia as the Bachelorette?
It's meant to be. It's meant to be, Allison.
But, like, what do you think? Do you think that no, think is, like, unfair. Unfair?
I don't think it's unfair.
You don't?
No. No.
Also, how old is Tayshia?
27, 28.
Because that's my other thing, is they picked some guys that were older specifically because Claire was older.
Correct, yeah.
So, Tayshia's much younger than Claire. But I did read an interview.
Oh, she's 30.
Oh, okay. So, she's...
That's a good range. 30's good. For all the guys that are left, that's a good range.
And I was reading an interview from Chris Harrison about this, saying that, like... No, we didn't push out Claire. Like, Tayshia wasn't brought in until producers were pretty confident that, like, Claire was going to leave with Dale, so we needed a backup.
Yeah.
And then he also was saying, like, these guys were picked for Claire, but Tayshia, also being 30, having been married and divorced, has a maturity level similar to Claire's, where she's kind of like, I know what I want, I'm ready for this. So yeah. He felt like the compatibility would still be there.
Yeah.
That which makes sense. Versus bringing like a 24-year-old mm-hmm. and being like, yeah, the guys will still be the same. Yeah. Like,
and she kind of had her fun with JPJ, which is like the younger, kind of quirkier dude.
Who posted on his story last night, like, go Tay Tay or something. Like, he was very supportive of her, which was cool.
So we talked about earlier, where does this rank on like the most dramatic bachelorette moments for you?
I mean, it's pretty up there. Like, I mean, this is the first time anything like this has ever happened where they stopped something mid-season. The only thing even comparable was Colton, who stopped it like a couple weeks early because he was like, no, I love Cassie. But this is pretty up there.
Is it any more dramatic than like Mesnick switching at the last minute or whoever was the other guy to do that? Ari?
I think it's up there just because of how quickly all of this happened. Yeah. Like, the other things, I think
we would have a different perspective too
if we didn't know. Yeah, that was the thing. Like, I think the Jason Mesnick one is probably the most shocking because by the time it happened with Ari, social media and everything else, like, we already in reality, so, you know, like, we already all knew that was going to happen, so mm-hmm. It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah,
it sucked for Becca, but it was not a surprise. The Jason one was a surprise because that was kind of pre-social media. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, it's definitely up there with that, though. With that and the Colton running away thing. Because, yeah. I mean, to leave 4-3 weeks in and be like, I'm already in love, I'm engaged, see you later, is pretty unprecedented. And to bring in a new bachelorette, I mean, it was pretty wild.
Yeah. Okay. So, obviously, it's been a pretty wild week.
Yep. Lots of wildness.
We're actually still counting our two roses. We won't actually get to them today.
The Nevada rose and the Pennsylvania rose.
They're still outstanding.
We may never know.
We don't know when they're gonna come in.
Could be weeks.
We'll count them. Don't get us wrong.
We'll count
maybe,
them.
Maybe we'll come back with four next week.
But who knows?
Allison would love that because this is clearly her favorite segment.
No.
And this is not a cop-out for us not coming up with them because there's just too much going on and Allison hates this segment. That's exactly it. So we'll take it to the courts. We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes. Stay tuned.
But yeah, we're going to embark on Tayshia's journey.
Yeah, I feel like we're starting a brand new season.
And we thank you guys for embarking on our journey. If you want to, like, really get into our journey and you want to, like, talk to us and follow along, how do you do that?
Why don't you try to tell people how to do that?
Okay, hold on. All right, we have an email address.
Let's see how you do. We got three things here to do.
It is batchpleasepod at AOL.com.
No,
Hotmail.com.
Stop.
At Fuse.net.
Oh my god.
I'm running out of email addresses. At Yahoo.
At Gmail.
Batchpleasepod at Gmail. Okay. So that's the login on my phone. Gotcha.
He sure is. And okay. What else? How else can people find us if they want to talk to us?
So we have social media. We have a Twitter.
Yep, a Twitter.
At Batch Please Pod?
That is correct.
Okay, we have a Tumblr.
No, MySpace,
a Tumblr. We have a Snapchat.
A LinkedIn.
We have a TikTok.
We have none of those.
We have...
Tell them what we actually have, please.
We have an OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
which you can find on Instagram. Our OnlyFans is on Instagram.
And this is, for anyone wondering, this is why I'm the one who does this and Evan does not. Because we've now been here for 5 minutes.
On Instagram at Batch Please Pod.
So in summary, if you'd like to follow us, our email is batchpleasepod@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Batch Please Pod. Shoot us a message. Shoot us a follow. Let us know what you think of Claire, Tayshia, Dale, anything, everything.
Yeah, sounds good.
And we will see you guys next week.
Good times. Thanks for hanging in there.